This is the Resilience Podcast 586, and I'm Cecil Ledesma. It's Monday, April 3rd. If these walls could talk, they would remind you of the things that you sometimes forget. Yeah, those elusive things you tend to walk right by. It's not that you've chosen to ignore them. It's that, well, people are complex, and we have a tendency to skip over some pretty important things as we remain fixated on our problem, our perceived inadequacies, that finicky negativity bias. The one that states if you went to a restaurant 100 times, had 99 incredible experiences, but something went wrong on the 100th visit, well, that restaurant would forever be known to you as the place where things go wrong. We are wired not to see the good, but to identify and avoid the bad. And if these walls could talk, they would unveil to you the brilliance that exists slightly out of frame. They would suggest that you look over your shoulder, take a peek at how far you've come, because my friend, you've come a long, long way. It's funny how slow progress moves. It's interesting how our lowest moments force us outside of ourselves, push us to step into those shoes we didn't know were sitting in the closet, unworn, waiting for the day we take on that new role, waiting on you to see that who you were yesterday is not correlated to who you can be today. And if these walls could talk, they'd fill you in on a very important statistic. They'll tell you that you've stood face to face with some of the biggest curveballs life can throw. You took on struggle and hardship that rocked you to your core. And as you stand here now, your success rate through all that comes in at, well, 100%. You are literally undefeated in your ability to move through adversity. And every time you did, whether you knew this or not, you walked into that closet and put on a new pair of shoes. You became something new. Sometimes progress is so slow that it feels like pain and it looks like stagnation, but it is anything but. And if these walls could talk, they would remind you of that truth. They would beg you to see what you've become, who you are. If these walls could talk, they would remind you of life's ever-changing, transformative nature. All the times they witnessed you upset about people and things coming and going as you tried to hold on to that which perhaps no longer served. Wishing you could make permanent those things that were just meant to be transitory, shooting stars across the sky of your life. But something doesn't need to be forever to be meaningful. And thank God, because nothing is forever. And as we make our way into that vast unknown, we have a choice. We can live in the shadow of a particular moment in time, or we can cherish the value that those moments offered to us. They gave you just enough to take a new step forward. And sometimes a new step in that direction that's calling you, that makes the difference. It is the difference between nothing and everything. So if these walls could talk, they would tell you to keep your head up and be thankful for those shooting stars in your life, for they made you who you are. And the path forward would be impossible without them. If these walls could talk, they would ask you about those times you came home, sat down in your room and wondered how you could ever be enough. They call attention to that seemingly nonstop battle with imposter syndrome. They'd ask when you will feel like you've learned, seen, or traveled enough to gain some semblance of authority in your own life. They wonder when you'll give yourself permission to be that. You've come so far, endured so much. You're not the same person you were a year ago. Now, if you could just stretch a little further, if you could just extend a little higher, you could see all the new shoes you've worn and the shooting stars you've collected along the way. You would know that you are designed to overcome external pressures, obligations, criticism. None of it matters. This is between you and yourself. And if these walls could talk, they would ask you when you'll see what they see. The brilliance, the magnitude of your potential. When will you be you? Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Remember how long you've been putting this off. How many extensions the gods gave you and you didn't use them. There is a limit to the time assigned to you, and if you don't use it to free yourself, it will be gone and never return. See, today is precious because it is the only one you get. Each second, unique in its own way. A measurement of opportunity represented by a single tick from the watch you're wearing." And if these walls could talk, they would tell you that they've seen people come and go. That you are not the first and you most definitely won't be the last. And every single soul that stepped inside wish they found that courage a little sooner. Wish they'd look back a little earlier. Wish they found the inspiration amidst the chaos and turbulence of their day-to-day lives. And if these walls could talk, they'd hope that maybe this would be it for you. The next step in your evolution. And what's most incredible is that you get there not by becoming something you've not yet become. No, in this moment, it's about noticing who you already are, instead of the one mistake or reason to shrink into yourself. How about shining a light on those 99 reasons to expand? When it hurts, know that it's hurt worse and you've persevered. When you experience loss, know that it's not about what's gone, but what you now have and will keep with you forever. And most importantly, know that you can always step into a new pair of shoes. You can always reinvent, recreate. You are never defined by something that happened in the past. The wake of the boat does not drive the boat. And so with this in mind, chart your course to new horizons. Understand that the map you need has nothing to do with externalities, but rather the solutions that already exist within you. So take a second and peer back over your shoulder. Look at that you in the past, standing at the bank of a river, hoping, praying for help, a lift, or some technology to get you across. Knowing as you stand here now that you have traversed oceans. Look, the context changes, and yes, it will always change. But your ability to endure, it does only one thing. It multiplies. You have everything you need because you couldn't have gotten to this point without accumulating the knowledge and expertise to take one step forward. And miracles, they are merely the culmination of those courageous steps. And yes, when we're stuck, when we are at that coastline looking out at foreign horizons, I get that the answers seem big, sometimes even bigger than we are. I get that the mind wanders right to the potential disasters, to the what-ifs in the worst case, in the worst-case scenario. If these walls could talk, they would let you know that you've come to this point, that you've come this far, endured and accomplished all this, not because you've left mountains or jumped oceans, but because when you were at your worst, you found it within yourself to carry on the exponential compounding of what has made you great and what will continue to make you great. Look, if these walls could talk, they'd show you how the difficulties of years past have become stepping stones. So commonplace, so easily solvable, but they no longer even warrant your attention. That by moving forward, you have faced your obstacles, taken the value from them, and made them obsolete. If these walls could talk, they'd remind you that you are not only ready, but made for everything that awaits.
Hey, I'll see you next time, and thank you so much for tuning in. That about wraps it up. But before you jump off, two quick things, actually, three. One, I've always wanted to author the conversation on resilience and mental health because as a very proud Navy father, these topics affect me personally. And as you go about your day, be sensitive and be kind always, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you probably know nothing about. Your life is a gift and it's precious to me. And thank you so much for being a part of this community. And I'm not quite sure how you landed on this podcast. It doesn't matter to me. The fact that we're all in this together and that we can have a conversation is amazing. I feel very honored to be in your ears right now and that you spend a portion of your morning, noon, or night with me. And whether this is the first podcast you've listened to or you've been a loyal listener, I just want to say thank you. And last, please, I would be honored if you checked out my website at cecilledesma.com. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. You can follow me on Twitter at Cecil Ledesma. Peace.